This is Goals with Soul, the podcast for visionary coaches and entrepreneurs building your business with inspired action. In alignment with your mission and authentic message, so you can create impact for your soul clients and feel lit up every day. I'm your host, Jo Ingram, married mum of three daughters from London and a former ad agency director turned business coach and strategist. In Goals with Soul, we blend revenue generation with energetics, marketing strategies with pranic healing, and ambitious business goals with our soul's desires. If you're looking to build your business with less efforting and more ease, this is the podcast for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to Goals with Soul. I'm Joanna Ingram, and today we are talking about creating authority in your marketing. And before we dive into the how, I think it's really important that we take a minute and chat about why we need to create authority. Because goodness knows there's a lot we have to project in our marketing, particularly as online coaches and entrepreneurs whose sole pipeline to attract new clients into our business may be through our online marketing. And there are so many aspects to master. But one that many people ignore or forget is the creation of authority. And it is really critical because we're all familiar with know, like, and trust. And if you think about it, getting people to know you is a matter of awareness. The 20 odd years I worked for the advertising industry, we used to talk about awareness, where it meant that we reached people. If you're doing online advertising like Facebook ads, you'll know what I'm talking about reach. You literally pay for reach in a cost per thousand. Or if you're organic, you literally create reels and so on with a hope to go viral to extend the number of people that are going to be exposed to your marketing. That's getting known, getting out there, getting people to see and hear and know you. Being liked, well, that's a step beyond just being known. Now we have to resonate. And this is where messaging becomes absolutely critical. And I do tell people in general, don't just go out there to be known, go out there to be liked, to be somebody that they engage with. They're going to resonate with your message. And that's why messaging is so critical, because just being known is only a small part of the equation. And oftentimes clients will come to me from a place of working really hard to get known. They might be focusing predominantly on growing their audience in Instagram or getting more people on their mailing list. And these things are, of course, an important component. But too often people focus on those instead of getting their messaging foundations in place, because simply getting in front of people is not going to be a good use of your time, energy, and money if then you can't get them to convert, you can't get them to engage, you can't get them to resonate with you, because what you're sharing isn't potent, it isn't relevant. And so therefore, when we want to be liked, I think of that in terms of getting our messaging on point, which is, of course, an area that I specialize in and believe in so fundamentally as one of the, if not the most critical components to your marketing as an online entrepreneur and coach. But the third piece of it is the trust piece. Know, like, and trust. And it's great to get in front of people, and it's great for people to like you and resonate with you. But when they become clients is when they deeply trust you. And they trust you to help them get the result and the outcome that they desire. So how do we create trust specifically? What is it that we need to do in our messaging and in our marketing that we're going to help people understand that we are that person that has the skills, that has the authority and credentials to actually get them over that finish line, take them in the direction that they desire? And this is where the authority piece comes in. And I'm going to share with you today three simple ways that you can create authority for your business through your marketing. All three of these ways are within my alignment client code, which is my bespoke methodology to help coaches, consultants, and experts to overcome business stagnancy, misaligned clients, and frustration with their marketing strategies so they can stand out in their marketing, resonate deeply with the soul clients they wish to work with most, and take their potential clients through the journey of know, like, and trust with ease. So the first authority creation strategy I'm going to share with you today is that of a framework, methodology, system, process. I just spoke very briefly about my own, the aligned client code. And that comes with three specific pillars: messaging, marketing, and business energetics. I wish somebody had taught me these three things when I first started out and as I went through burnout and I started to desire more elevated clients. And it's been through my own struggle and success in creating that in my own business that I've created and curated these three elements so my clients can create that change in a straightforward, simple way. If you're not already familiar with the Aligned Client Code, the messaging piece is very much about uniquely expressing your authenticity. It goes into my brand epics process, which you may already have heard about, and aligns you with your elevated clients specifically, so you can resonate deeply with them. Within this pillar is also the authority creation framework, which I'm going to take you through in a bit more detail in a sec. Second pillar is marketing, and this focuses so much on finding aligned marketing to move out of marketing that feels heavy and you simply don't show up for. It inspires elevated visibility, whether you're literally hiding and not showing up, or indeed whether you are hiding your true light, your true message. This is the aligned aspect of marketing that I dive deeply into in that pillar. And the third piece is absolutely fundamental to creating an aligned business where you attract elevated clients. And that is business energetics. And it was through my experience, not just 20 years in advertising, but as a pranic healer and a breathwork facilitator and being deeply into the spiritual side of business, that I realized that actual alignment in what was going on behind the scenes was critical to what was being created in the marketing and messaging piece. Now, this is my framework, my methodology, the way in which I help my clients actually take that journey to their transformation from point A, which is their pain points and struggles, to point B, which is their desire, their outcome and their results. And if you haven't already got your own methodology or framework, this is something that I recommend strongly you get in place. And it could be that you do have something that is like this. It's your process. You know it. But here's the difference between an authority creating framework and just a deliverable framework. Are you using it in your marketing? How do you use it? Now, I'm doing that just now. It's kind of meta, but I've just talked you through my authority creation framework. I just told you about the aligned client code and I walked you through those three pillars. And if I was on video right now, I would show you a visual. I am hopefully leaving no doubt in your mind that I can deliver what I promise, that I have a process and a structure that's going to help you take every step simply with my support. And if you haven't yet organized your thoughts around your framework into a way that you can use in your marketing, this is perhaps the first most important thing you can do to start creating additional authority in your business. You can share it as a guest on podcasts, you can share it in your long form content, whatever that might be. And indeed, you can share it in snippets, in pieces, in your short form content too. Incredibly powerful at showing people that you have intellectual property. Make sure that it's a trademarkable framework. And indeed, take those steps towards trademark if that's something in your gift right now too. Right, let's move on to the second authority builder I want to share with you today. And that's around the type of content that you share. Now, a lot of people lean into how-to content. You know, it's kind of natural because we're told to give value. We're told that we should just show up and serve. And it's, of course, a beautiful thing to show somebody how. But here's something you may not know. Actually, in your marketing and in your messaging, the how-to isn't necessarily the piece that builds that authority, even though you might think it is. You might think to yourself, but if I show them literally how, then they're going to see me as the expert. Well, partially so. They will and may enjoy the knowing you and the liking you. They might follow your content and get that free value. But how frequently will they then take the steps to become a client? And so many coaches have fallen into this trap of just keep showing up. And I know I felt this way myself. And so many clients have said to me too, oh my goodness, that how to, it makes me fearful. If I share everything for free, why would anyone pay me? And I know an early coach of mine said, no, just keep giving the value, they'll come. And to some degree, you may get conversions because you're so generous, but it isn't the best way of building authority. And, you know, my whole piece is about attracting elevated aligned clients, not just any clients. And if you really want to be a match to those really driven clients that get the best results and give you the referrals and they're a hell yes, then you want to make sure that you're building authority. Now, the way that you do this rather than the how-tos is belief shifting. Belief shifting content is where you help someone understand that what they've been doing isn't the best path to success. Perhaps you've recognized some of that I've been doing here. I've been talking about things you might have been doing that are not the best way. And I'm explaining instead a different route, a route that's going to be a faster and hopefully an easier way to get that success. So simply think about what your potential clients are doing that isn't a good solution. It isn't going to get them there. In fact, it's keeping them stuck, even though they have the belief that this is the solution. Now, you're going to hear a little bit of a noise because I'm getting out of the car. I'm on my way to my yoga class. I'm like so excited about sharing this with you. I couldn't wait. But at the same time, I cannot miss getting on my mat on time because they'll lock the door. So I'm going to take you with me. Right. Third important authority builder is creating opinion-based content. And this might not surprise you, but in order to do that, you have to have opinions. And I know myself that I went through so much of my life kind of not having strong opinions, not really wanting to get into conflict, or, you know, I wasn't the activist, or I wasn't particularly politicized. And I think in business, the fear of judgment is so strong in many of us that we don't want to put our head above the precipice. We don't want to be known for something that might not be well received. Now, I'm not at all suggesting that you create anything that is going to polarize people in an unpleasant way. This isn't a call to be argumentative or confrontational, not at all. But it is to say, what are your thoughts about the industry? What do you think about changes going on? What do you think about the things that people are leaning into or away from? Is it time to understand your opinions and to put them across in a way that people are going to say, now she's a thought leader? I'm going to use that word again, thought leadership, because authority is about becoming the leader in your space. And I know that you might think that you don't have the thought leadership ability in some areas, perhaps even the areas you design most to lean into. But let me give you a quick story on this. Because when I first leaned into spirituality and the law of attraction, I found it a real struggle to actually manifest anything, you know, being stuck in overthinking, couldn't receive. So I started showing up here on this podcast and sharing my journey with the law of attraction. This was probably going back about a year. And incredibly, I was getting some real responses from people listening in who were really interested and intrigued by my journey. But most of all, one particular listener, I remember, responded and said, hey, when are you holding a manifesting workshop? And I thought, this is strange, because I'm talking about how I find it quite difficult. And although I was sharing my breakthroughs, I certainly didn't feel like an expert in my field, as somebody who could teach manifesting, not at that point, not at any level. And so I was incredulous, but I also, like, a penny dropped. And I realized that actually, if you share opinions about things, even if you are not at this point where you would like to be in your journey, you can still become the authority as somebody that leads the space in speaking things that maybe others are not doing. They're not ready. They're not authentic. Perhaps they're not feeling vulnerable enough to actually say it how it is. So I would really encourage you to explore where you have opinions that can really make the difference. And in fact, I was presenting in a women's peer group the other day, and we got into conversation about manifesting. And there were a number of women in the room who expressed the opinion that they don't really like the word manifesting. They don't agree with it. They feel that it removes some self-determination from the process, their action piece. And I was so steady in my opinion on this matter that I spoke my truth. And I said to them, you know, I believe that a lot of the reluctance to talk about the law of attraction and manifesting in your piece, despite the fact that yours is quite spiritual, is around the fact you find it bloody hard. Like, who's a bit pissed off that other people seem to find manifesting a whole lot easier than them? And not surprisingly, there were quite a few in the room that were like, well, yeah, it's not as easy. And yet we're the ones who've read all the books, done all the trainings, know it back to front, could, you know, run an Abraham Hicks workshop ourselves. And yet some of the ways of actually releasing and receiving don't come naturally. And of course, it's not about working at it or working harder. It's about releasing control and allowing the flow and the soft voice of intuition. So I was able to express my opinion, to shift some people's beliefs in the process, and actually give them the real gift of understanding that their resistance is just because they haven't approached it in a way that works right for them. And there are, of course, ways of doing so. So this is just one example. There are so many where your opinions allow you to really help people make that transition in their thoughts, both in your actual containers and your programs and the way that you deliver transformation, but also importantly in your marketing. You're able to stand out from the crowd as somebody that is able to lead the conversation and, of course, raise your authority in that space. So I've given you three tangible ways that you can increase your authority in your marketing today. When you do this, you are going to notice that the types of people that know, like, and then move into trust will be of the caliber, of the level, of the elevation of that client that you desire most to work with. I always say there are no bad clients, but there are matching clients, perfect match clients, aligned clients. And by raising your authority, you will step into your own power, your own truth, and you will match with those clients that are going to be most appreciative of that. And if you are ready to take that next step, that elevation, and you want support with that, my new group program, Aligned Messaging and Marketing, is launching in May 2023, this month. I will be personally mentoring a small group of visionary female coaches through the Aligned Client Code so they can elevate their messaging, align their marketing strategies, and use the secret of business energetics to completely transform their levels of visibility, how they stand out online, and the clients that they attract. So if you're looking to level up your client attraction through the power of messaging, marketing, and business energetics, you could join as a founder member. To see if it's the right fit for you right now, simply send me the word aligned over on Instagram at iamjo.ingram or email me on jo@iamjoingram.com and I will share all the details. This is my favorite kind of program, which is evergreen, which means it is not a launch, so it will be here for a very long time, but the founder member opportunity will not. If you're curious and would like to know more, I would love to share the details. Get in touch. And so to your inspired action, utilize the tools I've shared with you today around authority to elevate your content and your marketing. And so have an inspired action week. Take care. Bye now.